When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
What's going on? Today is Free Ride Friday. Hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a community forum. Every week we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA. All you got to do is drop us an iTunes rating and a review. Just visit 100mba.net/show to learn how to give us a rating and a review. Can't wait to give away this week's, so let's jump into today's episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! If this show was a character from a sitcom from the 90s, it would be Kramer! Cosmo Kramer is a little bit different, fun, but most of all is straight up honest with you. And that's what we do here every single day with our 10-minute business lessons, giving you honest business advice and lessons on how to build something that you're proud of. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn, is working from home always a good idea? Is it for everybody? Can everybody do this thing where they work from home and they can get things done? I go deep into this question and this topic because it's important. If you're going to start a business and you're thinking about doing it from home, you need to listen up because this one's for you. So let's get down to business. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Nadex, Binary Options Trading. As a $100 MBA listener, you can appreciate how far $100 can go, and so does Nadex. For just $100, you can get started. With Nadex Binary Options, you trade on whether you think the market will be above or below a certain point by a certain time. Go to Nadex.com and open up a free account. That's Nadex, N-A-D-E-X.com. Futures, options, and swaps trading involves risk and may not be appropriate for all investors. Working from home, full disclosure, Nicole and I do work from home. We have a home office. We've tried working outside of home. We've tried working at home. So this is a really interesting topic because I can tell you what it takes to work from home and what kind of practices you need to have in place in order for you to be successful with it. And if you're not the person that's good for working at home, then what should you do? What are your options? First of all, working from home requires a level of discipline. You need to have some discipline because home is usually a place where you relax and have a good time and watch TV and, you know, open the fridge and see what's there to eat. And when you work from home, you really need to set up some boundaries. So I highly recommend having a dedicated room with 4 walls and a door that is your workspace. If you don't have a spare room or maybe a space or a corner in an area you do not relax in, so maybe your bedroom and not the living room, because the living room is where you really relax, where you chill out and take a load off, you need to have a separator. You know, the office is where you get down to business, you do your thing, and then you have the living room where you can really relax and not think about work. The problem comes when you start mixing the two, when you start working in your living room, when you start relaxing in your workroom, and it just all becomes a mess. And I know that sounds very simple, but you need to have a place where you can just say, okay, this is where I work and this is where I need, you know, focus. If you have family, if you have kids, you need to make sure that they know that this is a place where you can't just barge in, you can't just walk in. This is where, you know, this is the office. This is where mom or dad works. Now, other than physical space, you also need to have boundaries in terms of time, because time can just slip away if you're just hanging out at home and you don't really have a schedule. So we're very militant about our schedule as well as the space when it comes to work at home. The other thing about working from home is that you tend to want to relax outside the home because you're home all the time or you're in the house all the time. So often we go for walks, we like to go exercise and, you know, maybe just spend some time outside the house. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to go out and eat every time. You can just go out and get an ice cream or maybe just go for a walk or make yourself a cup of tea and take that with you in a, you know, a thermos or something. But the point is that when you work from home, you tend to want to relax outside the house and give yourself a break. And this is why it's so important to have a separate area, because when you come back home or when you're not working, you can't go out. Maybe it's raining. Maybe, you know, just can't go out. It's freezing cold, whatever it is. You need to have a place where you're just like, okay, I'm not working anymore. This is a different space. Now, if you're the kind of person that says, you know, I just can't do it. I don't have the space at my house. I'm not the kind of person that likes to stay home and work. I won't get anything done. I need to work outside the house. This is very important to recognize very quickly so you can get some work done. Because if you're just trying to work at home and just not working for you, the space is not conducive, your personality is not the kind of person that works at home, then you need to find a space that you can get work done. And even if you don't have a job and you have, you know, a business, you're building a business and you're making you're running your business, you need a space to do that. So there's a few options. The most obvious one is renting out a co-working space. Now, these are spaces that you could find maybe in major cities. If you live in New York, San Francisco, even San Diego has a few of them. And you're basically renting out a desk space in a larger space of people just like you trying to find a place to work. And what's good about that is that you get to have a dedicated workspace and you get to hang around like-minded people and get to know people. But it's a place of work. So people are trying to get things done. So you'll see a lot of people with their earphones on in these co-working spaces. The disadvantage is that, you know, depending on where you live, it could get quite expensive. Some of these co-working spaces are as expensive as $1,000 a month, you know, but I've seen things as cheap as $300 a month. So it could work out and it might be the best option for you. The other option you could do is do what a lot of people do, is go to cafes that are kind of set up for that. You know, there are different cafes that have really strong Wi-Fi and they have, like, you know, great deals on refills for coffee and things like that. And the whole point is to get people that are like entrepreneurs like you to get inside and to be a part of that community, a part of that cafe. It's also, you know, a place where students go to study. So it's a place where everybody's kind of under the agreement that, hey, this is the place for, you know, getting work done, getting things done. And you get some coffee and, you know, you'll end up maybe paying, you know, $5 a day, $6 a day, maybe $10 a day. Obviously, if you grab some food there, and it might be the best option for you if you're, you know, working a few days a week and not every day, or maybe every day. It's up to you. So you may want to check that out before maybe signing up a lease on a co-working space. Now, what I would do, I recommend you do both for a little bit. Try working from home for maybe 2 weeks, and then try, you know, working from outside the house for 2 weeks and see which one feels the best. Which one do you feel you're more productive? Which space allows you to get more work done? And Nicole and I did that. We tried working from home and we also tried working from outside the house. And we just found it was better for us to work from home. It was just more effective and we were more efficient. But you need to try it out for yourself and see what works for you. Lastly, you do need to take a look at the nature of your work. What are you doing? And maybe some of the things that you do does require a private space, like a private room. Maybe you have to rent an office, or maybe those co-working spaces, you get a private room and not just a shared desk or a desk space. And maybe this is a call for you to have a home office at home. And the things I'm talking about is you need a quiet space to record maybe a podcast or interviews you're doing. Or maybe you're doing some, you know, group coaching and you need to be in a quiet space so you can be able to give these coaching lessons. So, you know, the nature of your work will dictate the space you need. So keep that in mind when choosing a place to work, be it outside the house or in the house. All right, guys, it's that time where we announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. Who won the free ride to the $100 MBA this week? Let's find out. And the winner is Fuzz Martin. Fuzz Martin is his handle. He says, short but packed, full of info, 5 stars. Heyo, I subscribed to the $100 MBA show about a month ago, and it's the only podcast I listen to religiously. Every show is packed full of tips and principles for conducting business in the modern world. There's a lot of focus on content creation and social media, and those are exactly the kinds of topics that impact my daily business life. Thanks for the great show. Thanks, Fuzz Martin, for that awesome review, and welcome to the $100 MBA. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride to the $100 MBA. Guys, you too can win a free ride. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review. And by giving us an iTunes rating and review, you show your support for the show and you help us rank better on iTunes to get more exposure and help other entrepreneurs. So thanks in advance for giving us an iTunes rating and review. And you enter our weekly draw. To learn more, just visit 100mba.net/show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the biggest challenges I had when I started becoming an entrepreneur is managing myself and making sure that I actually get things done. When you work at a job, people just tell you what to do. It's very prescribed. You are told exactly what time you have to be where and how to do it. You have rules, you have regulations. You know, I was a teacher, so they told me exactly what to do. You know, go to this class at this time, teach this subject, you know, to these students with this book. So it was very prescribed. So I had to learn the hard way. I had to really teach myself how to be my own boss. And regardless if you work from home or you work in a space outside your home, you need to be disciplined and you need to teach yourself this. And it takes commitment and it takes changing who you are, really, because you have to really be, you know, militant about it. You have to be really serious about it. But it's possible. It just takes some time and it also takes some effort. You can make it happen. Guys, I hope you'll join me in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.